BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, here is today's Scott Mills Daily. It's a good podcast today. Innuendo bingo with Annie Mack wearing her special white clean skirt, which she always wears. Peter Andre came in eventually. He was quite late. Loved him, though. We talked a bit about his song, but mostly about his amazing ITV2 show where he exposes bad boyfriends and Susan Boyle in the loo. And more real or no real. It's a really good one today. Hope you enjoy it.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Peter Andre.
Ah, Scott.
How are you?
You know, when you... Listen, I'm still on the daylight saving thing, you know, an hour before, so I thought I was early.
It's PAT, Peter Andre time.
Yes, sorry.
It's fine.
How are you?
I'm very good. I like it that you're wearing your headphones upside down.
Can't mess the hair, dude.
Is that what it is?
It's not that. It's because I've got to go do a signing after this and I don't want to mess the hair. So, yeah, I can't.
You don't want headphone hair.
Oh, look. Right, that's
no,
it.
No, no, no. I like it.
No,
it
looks like I've done it. It's done.
Oh, now look.
Damaged goods.
You are going to regret that.
I might look a lot better.
You've got
better
a big ridge in your hair now. I like it because I like it when you do them upside down because it looks like you're about to go into the studio and lay down some tracks.
To act cool. I'm trying to get down with the kids.
Yeah. Now, it's always good to see you.
Now, hang on. I was just going to say what you were going to say last night. You start it.
Last night.
Shall I start?
Yeah. No, I saw
oh,
your.
Yeah.
What?
Last night.
Yeah. You well, can. Well, go on.
It was going to say it, and then shall I interrupt?
No, what happened?
Well,
get to it.
This is it. Ready? Last night. Anyway, so how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good.
No, last night we went to the Pride of Britain Awards, which was absolutely brilliant. And you ended up being at the after party, DJing.
Yes.
With my brother Mikey.
Yes,
he's
I
right
did.
Here
I,
with
that,
me.
That was what I was going to say.
There you go.
He's a very good DJ.
He's an awesome DJ. He rocks it.
Yeah.
Really he's good. Rocking.
Yeah. Now, listen, I want to talk to you about your TV show, which I stumbled across the other day. Well, actually, a couple of weeks ago now. Peter Andre's Bad Boyfriend Club, which is one of the most awesome things I've ever seen. Because I tuned in halfway through and I was like, why is Peter Andre dressed as an OAP on a mobility scooter and crashing into a hedge?
Now, how good was that? Let me tell you, this. The thing is, right?
It's like halfway, if you turn that on halfway through, you're like, what is going on?
Yeah. Well, times are tough.
You know? No, but explain why you were an OAP on the scooter.
Bad. Okay, so basically the show was about, you know, sort of doing a sting, catching guys out that their girlfriends had set up to be in this club that no one wanted to be in. And
it starts off, can I interrupt?
Yeah.
It starts off as, hi, I'm Peter Andre. Some people out there are bad boyfriends, and I'm here to find out who they are. Then you get a girl on going, hello, I'm Michelle. I'm from Barnsley. My boyfriend's really bad. He never washes up. And then...
So in that conversation, I sounded like the girl and Michelle sounded like the bloke.
Yeah. And then you find the bloke that never washes up.
Yes.
And you go, but you surprise him.
Yeah. But the thing is, none of these guys are bad boys. It's just that in their girlfriend's minds, they're complete, you know,
they're not as good as they could be.
Right. And then what happens is these guys end up being really nice guys. You feel so sorry. So what, he picks his nose. So what, he flicks it on the ceiling.
To be honest, I know. To be honest, a lot of it is trivial.
That is not trivial. There was a couple of things.
So what if he farts and then puts her head under the covers? You know, it's not that bad.
It was that sort of thing. And then you feel sorry for the guys because, you know, there's one bloke called Tom and he's like, oh, yeah, I don't know. Like that. And
yeah, I saw that one.
That was the highest rating one, actually.
Anyway, back to you as the old person on the scooter.
So, yeah, so they got me to dress up as an elderly gentleman on a scooter, and the scooter doesn't work, and then the girlfriend... Oh, no, the guys... we know where they're going to be at a certain time.
So in a park.
They're in a park, right? Yeah. I know, let's not even go there. They're in a park, I'm on a mobility scooter.
How did you know he was going to be in that park?
Well, it just so happens that we have a team that find these things out,
right? Okay.
They're like called researchers. Private investigators. Yeah.
Oh, okay, wicked.
So what happens is, so we know budget. They're going to be in a park, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the budget, that's what I thought. I thought I was going to land in a helicopter and everything. Yeah. Came in a mobility scooter. But anyway, all right, so what happened was, so I'm in this mobility scooter. What are we talking about?
Yeah. Peter Andre's Bad Boyfriend Club.
So I'm in this mobility scooter that doesn't work. My my granddaughter is trying to help me, and I'm like, you know, Elizabeth, I can't get the thing working. I'm doing this coughing and splattering, and then the guys walk past, and she's like, oh, can you help my granddad? He can't turn his mobility scooter on. They come to help it. Bang, I turn it on, go full speed, straighten a tree, and then they got to come and try and rescue me, and then I turn around and go, I'm not actually an old man.
And then he whips the costume off. Ta-da!
And then they go, oh, geez, I prefer Jersey old man.
The reveal, though, is good.
The reveal's pretty good. I'm like, did you know it was me? They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it does look just like you in a pair of glasses.
I know. And the accent gives it away.
Hello, I'm an old man. No, it's clearly Peter Andre. But I enjoyed that. I hope it's on YouTube because people will watch that now. It's really good.
Yeah, it was good, actually.
It was a good, fun show,
wasn't
it?
It was a good, fun show, yeah. Probably never do it again, but it was great.
No,
it was... to be fair, ITV... No, but to be fair, they've been excellent to me because they're allowing me to do a new format show every year. So last year was Bad Boyfriend. Next year it'll be another format.
Oh, are you open to format suggestions?
Oh, good.
Because Chris... No, but Chris always has ideas for, like, TV shows and inventions and stuff. And if he can pitch you some at some point, then... Yeah.
Have you got one? Come on.
Because you're winning with ITV.
Have ITV just got to take it, whatever the idea is?
I think if Peter's name is attached...
I've got a great one for you.
Come on, let's do it.
Right, and I thought of this in the pub the other night. It's good. Gran versus Food. Now, there's a popular TV show at the moment.
You love OAPs?
Yes.
I love Man vs Food.
And you'd be perfect for it. And what we do is...
It needs to be Peter Andre's Gran versus Food.
And it's old age pensioners portion food challenges. So like grands and
so
granddads. Because they can never eat as much as everyone else, can they?
No, what, so is it like chopped up for them?
Yes, but it's still the same, like
mushy?
Still masses of food, you know what I mean?
So,
like, but blended.
Played a mash.
But blended, yes.
Okay.
So grand versus food. You can have that one.
Well, I had one around the globe in my robe. Right, and I thought if I just go around in my robe, right? No, wait. Scott, listen to this.
Okay.
I'm in my robe.
What,
yeah?
So you just go and wear a dressing gown around the world?
It's around the globe in my robe. I have to try and get in every hotel, any restaurant, nightclubs. I can only be in my robe. I can't afford any clothes, right? Now, and how far would I get? That's the whole point of the show. And that is my copyright, Peter Andre, 2012.
Actually, that's good.
It's not bad, eh? Around the globe in my robe.
And where would, like, obviously you try and get in hotels, restaurants,
everything,
where else?
You start, well, you got to get on a plane.
Yep.
Everything is all about, around the globe in my robe. Just remember that. Although, after an hour, you'd probably be bored. But that's not the point. If we did a whole...
To be honest, it's repetitive, isn't it?
It's quite repetitive.
Oh, I love it when you come in. And you've got a song out as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably why you're here, right?
I don't have a song. I have an album out. We haven't got a single out, but we've got an album out this week. I say we because, you know, it's not all about me in team, is it?
Well, but it is you on the album,
me,
right?
Yeah, it's Peter Andre's.
So who else is on it?
And we're doing it because we've got the tour starting in 3 weeks. So we released the album early, no single. Get the album out there. We had I'm not allowed to say what the unofficial midweek chart was today, but it was excellent, a lot better than I thought. So I'm very stoked about that. And then we push it through the tour, and then February we'll release our first single.
Can the tour be called Around the Globe? In the robe.
The tour.
No, what we're going to call it is Peter Andre's
Around the Globe in My Robe Tour 2012.
But come on, I've got you thinking.
And it's good. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Annie Mack, hi.
Hello, Scott Mills.
Thank you so much for coming in to play in the Bingo today.
It's an absolute pleasure. I've got a text from the man who doesn't speak this morning saying, please bring a spare pair of trousers, which obviously put the fear of God into me.
Yeah.
So I wore a wipe clean skirt.
Oh, yes.
Brand new. Like, see, it's like patent. So
did you buy it specially?
Yeah.
Did
no,
you?
I didn't.
Well, no.
We pretend I did, but yeah.
Do you have a special wipe clean section in your wardrobe?
No, I don't. I might start one as of today.
Just for this feature. Yeah. Okay. Now, obviously, it's your first time, but
can,
I don't want you to hold back.
Can you explain the rules? Just to double check.
So, the idea is that I play some clips of things that might sound a bit rude off the TV and radio that our listeners have sent in.
Yeah.
You fill your mouth with the water provided, which is there.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you find the clip funny, the water will spurt out, but don't hold back because you're new.
Yeah.
Normally, I mean, there is a bin there, but mostly just use Chris.
Okay, so spit the water out all over Chris.
Yeah.
And his new Christmas jumper.
Pretty much,
I don't know why this jumper's so controversial.
Because it's got big snowflake patterns
on it. That's what I said.
It's red.
Is it too early?
Oh, it's a bit too early.
Well,
yeah.
They've got the Christmas lights up on Oxford Street, so.
We're on the actual cameras now as well. Hi, you can watch us. If you watch it, it takes it to the next level. It really does. So go online, bbc.co.uk/radio1, and watch this.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
If you're enjoying or talking about us on Twitter, hashtag Innuendo Bingo. Annie Mac versus Chris today. Now, taking the water is quite cold, by the way, just to warn you. Yeah. But you
looks
really
like
need
got a massive round of gin and tonics from the pub.
We should.
I wish.
No,
I
don't
that's
think we're allowed
to consider
that.
In future. Sambuca.
Yeah.
It'll be spat out a lot quicker, you know that.
In your bingo shots.
Yeah. The late night version.
Yeah. Okay, so okay. If you are watching online, hello. Let us know if you're watching. Alex in Dundee is so ready for it, watching at home on his laptop. And Simon in Ipswich. And also Jordan from Chorley. Hello. Okay, water please, right. In your mouths.
Cheers.
Cheers, Annie. Okay.
Here we go.
I can't sit like you're sitting with.
Yeah. Like I said, do not hold back. Just because you're new. Okay. Alex in Bristol spotted this one. Thank you, Alex. It's over to Radio 1's Gemma Kearney.
I've just been informed that I'm going to play you some new Lana Del Rey. Now you know how she makes me feel. She makes me go all protruding lips.
Sorry, Anne. I do.
You just powered over
no,
my legs.
I didn't.
That's the idea.
It's a white down skirt. Sorry, I didn't.
It's the tights.
Yeah. Sorry.
What are you doing after this?
I think I'm really slow at this.
I missed the bin.
Because I was like, how'd you... Oh, okay. And then by that point, I was
just
covered in water
it.
From Chris's
sorry,
mouth.
I didn't
makes me go all protruding lips.
Thanks, Gemma.
You have laughed too late now.
I know.
I swallowed the water.
Just got it.
Okay. Right. Second time.
Okay, here we go.
Prepare to... Get wet, Chris. That's
Ben from Tiptree, thank you very much for this one. And it's over to Come Dine With Me.
I was quite amazed that it was just little noisettes of the chicken Ballantine. I expected to see one great big knob of chicken.
That's so unnecessary, isn't it? That is so unnecessary.
Oh, come on, that was the best one ever.
That was a good one.
Sorry, babe.
Love Come Down With Me. Where are you wet, please, Chris?
Face.
All over his face.
Face.
Right
I
in the face.
To see one great big knob of chicken.
How many more are there?
Oh, there's a few. How's your skirt holding up?
It's more the legs, look. You see the tights?
Oh, yes.
Look like I've had an accident.
You do.
The wrong way. Okay.
Let us know if you're watching. We're live on the Radio 1 website right now on the cameras. Martin from County Armagh's been on. That's not funny. And who watches Downton Abbey? Well, if you do, you may have spotted this one.
He saw my letter to the Times and wants to give me a regular column.
A regular?
Once a week.
You right?
Held it down.
He saw my letter to the Times and wants to give me a regular column.
That's good.
Are you allowed to swallow the water?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't laugh, then yeah.
You're allowed to swallow.
Absolutely. I'd rather you spell it on him, but...
Okay.
Okay.
How many more are there?
Oh, there's a few.
Okay.
Are you cold?
You're not enjoying this, are you,
Annie?
Starting
to get the chills.
Yeah. Daisy in Southampton's been on. And she spotted this one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
On Dragon's Den.
Partial to a bit of sausage, Jones looks intrigued.
That was brilliant. Straight in his face. That was awesome.
I've never had anyone be this direct.
I told you not to hold back and you're not.
I bought a new jumper and I thought, well, it won't get ruined because Annie's a new player. She'll be polite and everything.
Also, a lot of people are saying, do not get Annie's hair wet. It's way too cool.
I wouldn't dare. It would just be a disaster if you got my hair wet.
It's got insurance and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It
does. £1 million.
It's insured for £10.
Okay, we've got Gemma and John watching before a lecture in Cardiff. Also, Chelsea from Bexhill watching. Imogen in Portsmouth is play along and watching. Okay.
Do people play along?
Oh, yeah.
Did you just spit some more out?
Sorry, I was...
What happened there?
I made a really weird noise.
It was so weird.
It's literally soaked.
Yeah, people play along and everything. In fact, some people like get the podcast and then like before a night out, they just play with their mates. It's quite good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Amazing. Board game in time for Christmas.
Okay, are you ready? Yeah? You good, yeah?
Ready? Here we go. And here's Radio 1's Annie Mack.
I like nuts.
No one was.
Oh my god!
No one was expecting that.
I like nuts.
You know what? Thanks, Sam. Thanks for that.
Is that, are you, good one. That you, Sam?
You know,
Sam.
I thought that you might do an actual Annie special edition of Innuendo Bingo.
That has happened before with others.
I have been so done in Innuendo Bingo so many times.
So Sam, who's working on the show today for that
Thanks
one?
For
I
that,
like
Sam.
Nuts.
I just asked someone to go and get me a savoury snack. I was just telling them that's
you
what like I like.
No, you don't need to explain yourself.
I am so.
Okay, Ben. Thank you very much for sending this one in.
Oh, hang on.
Ready?
Oh, it's cold.
This is from the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw and his good friend Kesha.
We're like musical soulmates. I don't know. He showed up at my house and I gave him his first tattoo on his toe and he was like finger banging my bowl of glitter.
She's done worse.
I got away with that.
I think you did well there.
I'm just looking at Chris's face, so that's just making me laugh.
He was like finger banging my bowl of glitter.
Okay, it's not even one, but it's good.
Wow.
Okay.
Kesha's filthy, man.
I know.
Right.
Next one.
She brushes her teeth with Jack Daniels. You know?
I know. She wakes up every day feeling like P. Diddy. Mm. Imagine that. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Kelly, thank you for this one. And it's over to Coronation Street.
Right, come on, you!
Oh, is it a bit cold?
Maybe this isn't such a good idea.
Oh, go polish your helmet.
What happened? Oh, no. Straight in the face, Annie Mack. Are you okay?
Do I look okay?
No. Oh.
Chris, you are dead.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, go polish your helmet.
Do we have any tissues?
Where's my tissues? Okay, we'll get.
Wet.
Oh,
the
no,
is
it is
wet.
As well.
I'm going to get in trouble.
That's going to take hours.
It's going to be frizz central. Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Okay.
That was a weird one because that was delayed.
Yeah.
It took a while.
Go polish your helmet.
Now,
it's because you were looking. Oh,
how many more have we got?
Are you okay?
Just a few. Oh. Sorry.
You're not going to let me come to any more of your gigs now,
oh,
are you?
No.
She's never going to play.
I love,
also,
can I just say, I love Chris, because every time I do a night in London, him plus 18 friends.
I know.
And he texts me things like, I've had the best night of my life.
I know. The thing is, he cries wolf, because everything that he does is the best thing he's ever done. So he's, not taking that away from your DJ gigs. Oh my God. I'm just saying that he does do that a lot. He's like, honestly, he gets a bit emotional.
But I love it because he sends me like picture updates of him and his friends in the evening, going, "This is us at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, here's us at 3 yeah. next to the DJ booth."
It's working.
He's sweet.
Are you alright?
Yeah, I'm good now.
But he does always say it's the best night of his life, which I like.
It has been. Every night does get better.
Oh, thanks, babe.
It's a nice way to live.
You're the only one that comes from Radio 1, so
really.
Represented.
Awkward. Okay, good. So, moving on. Are you right there with the tissues?
Yeah,
there?
I'm patting myself down.
Okay. Over to Fern Cotton now.
Oh, hang on, let me hang on.
Here we go.
Poor Rick, he was quite shocked about the whole thing, and he's very polite, Rick. He just went, oh, no, no, so it's absolutely fine, it's okay. And then just sort of sat there holding his head whilst it was throbbing in his hand.
I snorted.
Poor Rick, he was quite shocked about the whole thing, and he's very polite, Rick. He just went, oh, no, no, so it's absolutely fine, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just sort of sat there holding his head whilst it was throbbing in his hand.
I hate that when it happens. Okay, good.
I'm away with that.
Yeah, that was good. Well done, everyone.
Good.
Okay, Annie, we've got. She'll never play this again, will she? We've got three more.
I will, but I'll just bring a wetsuit.
Okay. Chris and Hereford.
Yeah, we'll be full on scuba suit.
Yeah. That'd be quite good, actually. Chris and Hereford's been on. And it's over to that brilliant show, Strictly Takes Two.
Slow, quick, quick.
Artem is drilling me on a lot of steps.
Bend your right leg to go into the next step.
One.
Firm Britain there getting a drilling.
Artem is drilling me on a lot of steps.
I think I'm thick.
You're not thick.
Again, it was like a delayed reaction. I was like, drilling. Yeah, yeah. All right, okay.
Okay, and now, your hair.
I know.
Frizzorama.
Ruined.
Two more.
We need some curl cream, fast!
I know, right now.
Okay, one more, yeah?
Two more. Okay. Over to Bill Turnbull.
The latest unemployment figures right this morning. Susanna Street has gone to Cambridge to find why they're bucking the trend there, and she's got a boffin coat on to make sure she makes the point. Morning.
I certainly have. Yeah.
What's a boffin coat?
I don't know, Annie. I don't know what that means.
Really?
She's got a boffin coat on.
I certainly have.
Yeah. Yeah, that is... Yeah.
Is it what I think it is?
It's a coat.
Okay, one more. One more. Oh, I've got a stitch.
Okay, this is the last one.
It's a bit
one.
Like the wipe down skirt, isn't it?
Do we
I
promise?
Suppose it's another...
Oh.
This is the last one, Scott.
I've got a stitch on cross country.
I don't feel sorry for you. You're not covered in Chris's saliva.
Okay. One more.
Never thought I'd hear that.
Jackie off of Wrexham has been on. Over to Bargain Hunt.
But for the benefit of the viewers at home, let's find out what the auctioneer thinks about Catherine's little nibs.
I've missed this game so much. Are you okay?
How do you find this stuff? Do listeners actually send them in?
They send them in their droves.
That is dedication to the cause.
Thank you very much. Are you all right to carry on with the day?
I think I'm all right. I have to go and get my nails done now, looking like I've wet myself. So, thanks.
It'll dry off. It's all fine. Yeah. That was triumphant. Thank you very much, Annie Mack. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for watching on the Radio 1 website and listening on Radio 1. Innuendo Bingo returns on... Oh, I've forgotten. It's only been 2 weeks. Thursday, is it?
Yeah.
Thursday, 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So getting good reaction that, the album, right? And the tour?
Yeah, it's been great. And I've got a 31-date tour, Scott. 31 dates.
That's a lot, isn't it? You having any days off?
Great fitness regime, though.
Yeah.
You know, you don't worry about the kilos you put on before the show because you're going to lose them during the show. It's all about that.
And then days off in your robe.
Days off in my robe.
Yeah.
No, but it's a great show. I'm actually doing magic for the first time. Well, illusions. We've got a magician. He's come. Don't start. I know you're going to say something.
No. I just want... I'm hearing you out.
Right, I've got...
You're illusions. Doing magic?
We're doing illusions on stage.
While you're singing?
Yeah. Absolutely. We're going to do some...
In a robe?
In a robe. And we're going to have a picture of a globe. And
what kind of tricks are you doing in your robe? No, carry on. I want to know.
No, I'm trying to think of a trick I can do in my robe. It's a 31-day tour, and it's amazing, and we got like all different screens, so it's not just one screen, so it looks 3D, you know, all different depths of screen.
And you're singing and like someone pulls a rabbit out of a hat or something.
Or takes a robe off mid-stage.
Right.
No, but it's going to be amazing. No, we got stuff like, you know, I might be sitting next to someone in the audience they wouldn't even know it, and you think I'm on stage... holograms, we're doing all sorts of
stuff.
Don't
wear that OAP costume again.
I won't.
Fooling anybody.
I know. I was thinking that. I've done that on the Bad Boy. I've got to stop.
Now, I thought we would play a game of, with you, I Have Never. Now, I haven't played this before, ever, in my life. Have you been playing this while I was off?
I played it once, yeah, but it's a game that we used to play at uni, basically. But it's good, you'll enjoy it.
Explain.
So, basically, I say... something I've never done. So, like, I have never ridden a horse. And then if you have, you've got a story to tell about where you've ridden a horse.
Okay.
And usually at uni, like, you'd have a bit of drink or something like that.
Are you the
but
guy that thought of...
I don't know we're allowed to
are
do
you
that.
The guy that thought of...
Grand versus food.
Grand versus food.
Yeah.
Okay, this would be great.
It's a good game.
Do you not remember him for 3 minutes ago when he just said that? Now, obviously, we don't have. We're not going to drink, but we do have, which I've just brought back from the Middle East. Have you hidden them?
Some Egyptian chocolates.
Some Egyptian chocolates.
What?
Jewels.
Yeah.
Don't one worry. Of them is called Crispy, which I'm a little bit scared
don't
of.
Worry about it, because you're
I'm
going
sure
on a 31-date tour, so any kilos you put on...
Bring them on.
Right, okay. Don't have one until...
Okay, so okay. What are we doing? So what was
so
the
basically,
thing?
If I say I have never ridden a horse, if any of you guys have ridden a horse, you get to have a chocolate. and does an exciting story about where you've ridden a horse.
So you're
but hopefully we can hopefully we can get some stories.
Okay, so have you ever ridden a horse?
But no, Peter, the stories will hopefully be more interesting than that.
So you go first.
Okay.
Yeah?
I hope so.
So you're trying to think of things that you haven't done which other people may have done.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want me to start?
Maybe you go first.
Yeah.
Okay. I have never applied baby oil to myself.
I have as well.
To moisturise your legs. It's a really good moisturiser. If you use it when you're wet and you come out of the shower.
I have.
So does that mean I get a chocolate?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever ridden
a horse?
Right, no, you've gone from the horse thing now. This is a new thing.
Okay. Past the horse.
Why have you done baby oil?
It was at uni.
Okay, explain. And, the idea is to explain.
A late night.
Oh, okay.
Did it involve a horse?
Peter!
No, I'm just saying.
God. Okay, and
no, because you'd slide off it.
And you, obviously, back in the day, the baby oil was really on you, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Now, sir, he's having a chocolate already.
I confess.
Circa 92, did you have someone to put that on for you, or was it always like, was it always you that applied that
Mate,
oil?
I was pretty bad. Just let me have this chocolate, all right? Okay. Well, I've already confessed my sins.
There was a
sins.
Flaw with the chocolates here, isn't
it? So hang on. So I admit I've done it, and then you eat a chocolate. That's
it?
Yeah. It's good.
This is great.
Normally the forfeit's a little bit worse than having to eat a chocolate.
But they won't let us do that.
You go.
Okay. I have never walked in on Susan Boyle in the toilet.
Mm.
I have.
Have you?
Well, no, I just wanted a chocolate.
No. Okay, right, you're messing this game up.
My sausage.
Trying to ruin
you
my
haven't.
Game.
You haven't.
Well, no, I haven't, but if it's just, all you have to do is say, I have, and you get a free chocolate.
I haven't,
but I got close, because last night I walked past Susan Ball, gave her a hug, and she was on her way to the toilet.
Okay.
Were you
in the ladies' toilets, or was it?
Well, no, but it was. It could have. You know how you got one foot in, one foot out, sort of situation.
Okay, couple of questions here.
Propping open the door.
Couple of questions here for you, Pete. How did you know she was on the way to the toilet? I'm just having a hug, and I'm on the way to the toilet.
Because I was on my way out of the toilet.
Oh, okay.
Well, hang on a second. And the men's and the women's were kind of almost, you know, they were right next to each other. So one leg in, one leg out.
Sure.
I probably am exaggerating a bit because both legs were in. But that's not the point. Yes, yeah, so I gave her a hug on the way.
Did you have a sneaky look in the women's toilets?
Yes. This is, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll take that, Peter Andre, and I'll raise you. I walked into the same toilet last night at the Pride of Britain Awards by mistake, and Susan Boyle was actually in the toilet. There we are.
She must have just missed each other, actually.
I know. I'm surprised I didn't see you, to be honest.
You would have seen my leg.
We did have similar Susan Boyle toilet experiences, didn't we?
Exactly. So, for that, you shouldn't have a chocolate, you should have a boiled sweet.
I've got some pickled onions.
Hey, what? Hey, right, quick.
Are we on air?
Yes.
This is on, I think.
Right, okay. Do you want to...
Becky, have you got one?
Do one quickly, Becky.
I haven't got...
I have never.
I have never snogged a girl.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you have a chocolate.
Yeah.
I have a chocolate. Yeah, yes. I did this one just so you could get an extra chocolate.
No, I really like that. Chris?
Have you snogged a girl?
I have, yes.
I
have you?
Yeah.
Kind of once.
Thank you.
But it wasn't my decision, so I'll have a chocolate. Thanks.
Is this about last Susan Boyle again? Last night?
What? No, it was a hairdresser a long time ago. She kind of.
While she was cutting your hair?
No. It was back in the day at home, she kind of went in for a kiss and I kissed her.
Hazelnut.
That was it.
This is the worst game.
This is the worst game I've ever done on Radio 1, and I've been on here a long time. But listen, Peter Andre, really good to see you.
I mean, just let me finish my chocolate.
I have never done an interview as good as this.
No, this was a brilliant interview. And can I just say thank you very much? Can I have this water?
Of course. Otherwise, you won't be able to talk. You've just eaten three caramels.
Now, I love you.
Need to play some songs soon, Pete.
Yeah, I love you. It's been fantastic. But can you all please go and buy my album? Thank you. Angels and Demons. iTunes, in stores, now, Amazon, let's go. Thank you. I'm only a couple of places out of the top 10. Just help me, all right? Goodbye. Thank you.
All right, bye then.
Love you.
Bye then.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Here it is. So, some of these made up, some of them actually real, and facts that you can impress your mates with down the pub tonight, if you're going to a pub. Okay, first one today on Real or No Real.
In its spare time, the Machine, from Florence and the Machine, works in Sharky's Chip Shop in Burton-on-Trent as a potato peeler.
Just when I thought this show couldn't get any weirder today.
This is a hard one.
Is that real or no real? So the Machine off of Florence works in a chip shop when it's not with...
I'm going to say no real because I think she pays enough to...
Do you think that...
Yeah, it doesn't need a part-time job.
I don't know. The staff might need a part-time job.
No.
What are you saying, that Florence doesn't pay enough?
I'm
so
saying...
So get two jobs.
Well, the Machine, yes.
But it's got to be on a very casual basis for like when they go on tour and that.
But that would be perfect then, wouldn't it? What's it? Fish and chips, was it?
Yeah.
I'm saying no real.
What is going on today?
I'm saying real.
Seriously. Like, this is weird.
I think you've had too much chocolate.
I don't know what's happened. Like, half an hour ago, I was talking about being... Yeah, we need to go home. Like, talking about Susan Boyle coming in and out of the toilet with Peter Andre. Anyway, real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Nope. Florence obviously pays the Machine enough, so it doesn't have to get a second job. And next...
In the Middle Ages, mistakes and spelling errors made while writing were blamed on a typo demon named Titivillus.
How old are we?
In the Middle Ages, if they wrote something wrong, they would blame Titivillus.
Yes. Titivillus.
Did I say it wrong?
I don't know.
I'm saying no real.
In the Middle Ages, mistakes and spelling errors made while writing were blamed on a typo demon named Titivillus.
Yeah, you said it right.
No real.
I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh. I'm going to start saying that. Oh, sorry, I spelled it wrong, Titivillus. And next, is this real or no real?
The name Harry Potter is mentioned 18,956 times throughout the entire Harry Potter series.
God. Real or no real? That seems excessive.
And who's counted? You know what I mean?
I know. Like, get a job.
Tedious.
Maybe that was someone's job. Do you remember the time when you made the Pippa Who Works Upstairs count how many times they said, oh, in Gavin and Stacey?
Oh, yeah, and it wasn't many.
Or how many innuendos were in James Bond?
Okay.
She was there for hours.
Actually, yes, people do have jobs like that, mostly on this show.
But to be fair, a good job.
To be fair, watching TV, it's all right.
Just watching TV.
I'm going to say no real, because I think that's loads.
Too many, you think?
Yeah.
I'm going to say real, because it's a very specific number.
And it also is the name of the person who's the main character, from what I'm aware.
Yes.
Of the films. Real or no real?
No real.
Real.
That one is real.
It's a lot, isn't it? Next.
A raisin dropped in a glass of champagne will continually bounce up and down from the bottom of the glass to the top.
That's good.
Whoa, if this is true, this needs testing. Right away. Can you buy
some champagne?
Because
you're always drinking champagne.
No, but you do.
You've changed. No, I don't. When was the last time? It's Carver at best. Prosecco, possibly.
Always after the show, you have one glass.
In my smoking jacket.
You insist on it.
I know. Bring me the champagne. Real or no real?
No real. How would they have ever known that?
By putting a raisin in
it.
Yeah, but I know. But what sort of cocktail has a raisin in it?
Well, maybe someone dropped a raisin in a glass of champagne after the show once, and it bounced up and down, and they're like, all right.
So it's conceivable. Or they're eating them poppets, or whatever they're called, the chocolate-covered ones.
No real.
And I'm going real.
That one is real.
So I'm going to try that after the show with my daily glass. And next...
Songs of Praise are launching a late-night BBC Three spin-off called Songs of Praise 2.0. too hot for TV.
Oh, God.
Please say you're presenting this.
Yes, I've signed up. Oh, the thing is, I wouldn't put it past them.
I'm saying real.
On what basis?
It would be a good show.
Yeah.
No, this is ridiculous. No, no real.
That one is no real.
Well, they're missing a trick. And at the end of that round of real or no real, the scores are this.
I think Becky's got 10 and I've got 30. No, not
Titavillis. How many?
I think Becky's got 10 and I've got 30.
What do you think? You're supposed to be keeping the score.
We'll go with that.
Titavillis.
And that was real or no real. So that was all the best bits of Tuesday's show. Good, huh? Tomorrow we are back with a Halloween special, 24 years at the Tap End at 1:45. And McFly will be in to see us tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.